Pensacola, Pep Talk, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And of course, we're on the app, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to text us your questions. On the phone, we have Rear Admiral Don Quinn. He is part of the USS Richard M. McCool ship that is coming to town. Admiral, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Great. Thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure.
All right. So talk to us a little bit about the USS Richard M. McCool.
So brand new ship. She got underway from Pascagoula last Thursday. She's been operating off the coast for about a week. Just got her first day and night helicopter landings and certified for that. So they're doing a lot of great work getting the ship ready, ultimately to deploy in months ahead. But it's a amphibious ship. That means it's designed to haul Marines and their gear to the points of action wherever they're needed. And crew of about 350 people. And they're excited to get to Pensacola. If you haven't been on Liberty in Pascagoula, Liberty in Pensacola is a little bit better. So the crew is excited to get here.
Absolutely. And so where is the ship going to be docked during the time that it's here?
She is coming into NAS Pensacola Friday morning.
Wonderful. And that's going to be September 7th. I know that we have a lot of opportunities, and it sounds like they're already pretty much spots are taken already, but there's opportunities to tour the ship. And then, of course, it's going to be capped off by a commissioning, correct?
That's correct. So we'll be doing tours, and you're right. People signed up on the website. So we've got 300 people, 100 a day, doing tours Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. There's a reception at Seville on Tuesday, a reception on the ship on Thursday, a reception in the museum for different demographics on Friday. And then, of course, the big event is on Saturday when they bring the ship to life. Last count, we had 2,100 people signed up. That was a week and a half ago, so I'm guessing it could be 2,500 by now. It'll be right on the pier down there at NAS Pensacola, and people can still sign up for an invite. All you have to do is go online in the Greater Pensacola Chamber website. You sign up, they send you an email link, you fill out a form, and then they mail you your invite. We're going to shut that down tomorrow. We'll close of business on the 29th. There's a mail delay that you have in there. So we have to shut that link down tomorrow. But we will have some backup opportunities through the Visit Pensacola Visitor Center over there at the base of Three Mile Bridge. People will be able to sign up there and get an invite if they miss the link.
Okay. And what time is the commissioning ceremony?
It is at 10 o'clock.
Okay. Talk to us a little bit about the Richard M. McCool. I find it very fascinating, you know, how these ships get their names. Obviously, Richard M. McCool is named after somebody who's got a very special background. Can you talk to us a little bit more about that?
I can. So first I'll say that the website, the Pensacola Chamber website, has a ton of information about both the person, the leadership of the ship, and then the two granddaughters who are the ship's sponsors. Richard McCool came into the Navy at the beginning of World War II. He was an ensign, and then very quickly they made him a lieutenant and put him in command of a ship, a pretty unique ship. It was called an LCS-L, which was a shore bombardment ship that basically was involved in amphibious landings. During the Battle of Okinawa, his ship was hit by a kamikaze. It hit right in the bridge where he was operating. Serious burns, but basically he was pulling his crew out of engineering and doing all those things until he was relieved for his injuries. And as a result, he received the Medal of Honor. And there's a picture on the website of him receiving that Medal of Honor as a lieutenant from President Roosevelt.
That is awesome. So I used to work for a member of Congress myself, and I actually got to be part of a ship naming process for an LCS ship. And so I know it's a very unique process to have a member of Congress supporting the naming of the ship and having the Department of the Navy. I forget who's the ultimate decider on that, but they kind of sign off on, yes, the ship's going to receive that name. Can you talk to us a little bit about that process and how special it is?
Yeah, I know since you work for a congressman, you may be surprised that there's a little bit of politics involved in it. But
really?
The Secretary of the Navy is the person. Yeah. The Secretary of the Navy is ultimately the decider who determines what the ship names are going to be. And so various names are proposed from all different interested parties, whether it be naming after last Saturday, they just commissioned USS Kingsville down in Corpus Christi, Texas, and named obviously after the city of Kingsville. We have a Naval Aviation Training airfield right down there that they use. So there's a lot that goes into it, a lot of inputs. I'm sure the Secretary of the Navy for any given ship or submarine has many more options than opportunities. And so how this one came about, who recommended, I don't know. But you can never go wrong with naming a ship after a Medal of Honor winner, in my view.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So talk to us a little bit about, you said there's a week of events that are planned. Can you talk to us a little bit more about some additional events that are part of this?
Yeah, so I mean, number one, this is about the crew, and so we've got them. They're going to Wahoos games this weekend. They're going to go shooting out at the Escambia County Sheriff's range on Monday. Got them bowling. We got other things set up for them. And then there's some receptions. There's a big one down at Seville that the Navy League is, along with the city and the county, hosting. That'll be a big event on Tuesday night, Wednesday. We're putting on a barbecue for the crew and their families down at the pier. Sonny's Barbecue and Coke are providing the stuff for that. Thursday, we've got a reception on the ship itself, you know, and there's people that are invited and about 100 members of the crew involved. Thursday evening, that'll either be in the hangar bay or on the flight deck, depending on the weather. And then Friday, there's a lunch with the sponsors, the ship sponsors, that's the granddaughters. The commissioning committee provides gifts for them to remember the event by. Mm-hmm. And then a pretty good-sized reception at the museum on Friday night involving primarily sponsors who really enabled this to happen. We raised over $200,000 to do this right, and so we're going to recognize them. And then Saturday, there's a breakfast for VIPs, and then there's the ceremony at 10 o'clock.
So talk to me a little bit about that. So you mentioned that that you had to raise quite a bit of funds to be able to host this here. So what kind of support did you receive from the community or others to make this happen?
Well, that probably made one of the brightest parts of this. I mean, Penn Air is our platinum sponsor, but there are others, Lockheed Martin, Ingalls Shipbuilding, Step One Automotive, and then there's a bunch of 5,000 donors. They'll be recognized in the booklet that we put out both at the Friday night event and Saturday. But in this environment, raising over $200,000, really, I don't want to say that it wasn't hard, but this community has been great at taking care of the military. So we were able to hit that number, and not being a fundraiser, that allows me to sleep at night. So that went pretty well. But that then allows us to do a bunch of things. So, for instance, the most important thing, I think, for the crew members is they get a plank owner plaque, and then they get a coin that remembers the day. So for all, you know, 350 members of the crew, we do those things, and those plaques run about $90, I believe. Those are the types of things that the money allows us to do. And then Navy Federal is, you know, covering their ability to go to the ball game on Saturday and Sunday, and so on. You know, the barbecue, again, those are all in-kind donations from those sponsors in addition to the money that we've raised. So it has gone, that part of it has gone very well.
That is awesome to hear. Rear Admiral Don Quinn is our guest today talking about the USS Richard M. McCool commissioning. We actually, again, if you have any questions for him, 850-437-1620. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with your questions and learning a little bit more about the USS Richard M. McCool coming to Pensacola. Stay tuned.
Stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Navarre Farmers Market Combs of Honey is Saturday from 10 till 2 at the corner of 87 and Segura. Explore and enjoy the wide range of products. GetRelaxing.com for more. The Greater Pensacola Commissioning Committee is proud to welcome the USS Richard McCool to NAS. Take a free tour next Monday through Wednesday afternoons. Get info at PensacolaNavyLeague.org. Submit your nonprofit event at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. We have a team of experienced broadcast experts who are dedicated to keeping you informed about the latest weather conditions and forecasts. We'll provide you with up-to-the-minute updates on any developing storms, as well as safety tips and information on how to prepare for a hurricane. So for the latest hurricane coverage, stay tuned to News Radio Pensacola on AM 1620, 92.3, 95.3, and on HD Radio at 98.7. We'll keep you safe. Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola, this is Pep Talk, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on the app. Rear Admiral Don Quinn is our guest, talking about the USS Richard M. McCool coming to town. 850-437-1620 if you'd like to text in your questions. Admiral, let's talk once again about the McCool and its capabilities and what type of ship it is, and what makes this kind of the next generation of ship, and what makes it great.
So McCool is the last of the Flight 1 San Antonio amphibs. She has a well deck. That means that she can open the back end of the ship. They actually sink the ship a little bit, about 10 feet in the water, so boats can come in and out carrying heavy equipment and cargo and marines. She also has a flight deck. So the ship's about 700 feet long, but impressive capability, be it to host marines or SEALs or whoever, and get some heavy equipment and fully equipped troops to the battlefield. Her combat control area is much more capable than previous amphibs. So she integrates with the battle group, with the radars and the data links and all of those things much better than earlier versions. So she is the latest and greatest and newest of this type of ship.
Absolutely. And so talk to us a little bit about kind of the aircraft that are going to be able to be stationed on her.
Well, helicopters and then the Osprey, V-22 vertical takeoff and landing. Because the flight deck is in the back of the ship, there's not the long run like an LHA or an aircraft carrier, so it's going to have to be vertical takeoff and landing. So she can handle any of the Navy helicopters, Marine Corps helicopters, and then the Osprey, the V-22. And as I said, just a few days ago, she was doing landings with Navy H-60s off the coast here. So they're qualified day-night for flight operations with helicopters.
That's wonderful. And so is there an initial place where the McCool is going to be stationed or deployed to, or is it going to be stateside for a while?
She will be stateside for a while because, like any new ship, there's some bugs they'll work out. So she'll go up. She's going to be home-ported out of Norfolk, Virginia. She'll go into the yards, and they'll have some other classified systems put on board that they don't do at the shipyard, and then some other kinks that they'll most likely work out. But then I would expect that she will deploy probably in 12 to 18 months somewhere, you know, toward the Mediterranean or toward Africa as part of a Marine Expeditionary Unit.
Okay. And so you mentioned the battlefield. I know with the LCSs, they're designed to obviously be very shallow waters, and they handle very specific tasks, maybe going after drug runners or things like that. That can be part of their mission. Does the McCool have some additional capabilities like that at all?
The biggest thing with McCool, she has more medical capability than an aircraft carrier does, and that's because she's designed to carry Marines. So, you know, when you're carrying soldiers, Marines to a objective area, if there are casualties, you want to be able to deal with those in the, you know, the golden hour or the first 24 hours. And so she's got impressive medical capability and is designed to handle that. Obviously, she also is designed to carry quite a few people between berthing and other staterooms. But she can, it's kind of a Swiss Army knife in terms of she can do a lot of things with a lot of different forces because of the capability to ship both from boats coming out of the well deck and from helicopters coming off the flight deck.
Okay. Once again, Rear Admiral Don Quinn is our guest, 850-437-1620. If you have any questions that you would like to text us for the Admiral today about the McCool. So let's go back to the event once again. So I know that the event's at NAS Pensacola. Is there a particular gate that they have to use the day of?
What we're trying to do, the shootings up at Lackland Air Force Base probably didn't help our case in terms of the security posture and DOD. But our intention is to funnel people that do not have a DOD ID in through the West Gate as if you're going to the museum. So okay. That's down Blue Angel Parkway. So you come in, you just show your driver's license like you're going to the museum there, and then you continue on down Radford Boulevard, continue going straight, and you'll come into a intermediate control point or an ICP. If you show your invite and your driver's license, you will be let in, period. So bring a hard copy of your invite, bring your driver's license, and you'll be let in. And as I said, we're looking at probably 2,500 people. So I would come a little bit early and pack your patience as we go through that process. But if you don't have a DOD ID, please come in through the West Gate. That's the basis plan.
Okay. And I understand for those that are taking the tours of the ship, they're going to be put onto a ferry and actually kind of ferried out to the ship. Is there anything special that they need to do?
Yeah, the ship will be pierside, so no need for a ferry. We're going to do is we're going to have them come in. Yeah, we're going to have them come in the West Gate over to the museum. I'm actually meeting with the museum director this afternoon, and we'll figure out where we want to stage that from. But right now, the thought is we'll do it on the Flight Academy side of the museum because there are no kids at the Flight Academy now, so that parking is available and that space is available. So they come in like they're going to the museum. They go over there. We're going to shuttle groups of 50 back and forth from the ship. So Monday, about 12:45, we're going to send the first wave of 50 over to the ship down at the pier. They'll break up into two groups of 25, and they will tour the ship. And then at 2:15, we'll send the second wave of 50 over there. We will pick up the first wave, bring them back to the museum. And then at 4 o'clock, we'll get the second wave from the ship, take them back to the museum. And we'll do that Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday to get 300 people through the ship.
For those that are touring the ship, what areas of the ship are they going to be touring? Are there areas that are going to be off limits to them? What can a guest expect?
Well, number one, I would say no matter what area they go, people need to understand that it's vertical ladders. It's not stairs. There are no elevators. So relative to what you wear, you know, wear comfortable shoes, wear closed-toed shoes. Expect you're going to do some climbing up and down ladders. They may look like stairs, but they're pretty vertical, no matter where they go on the ship. So come in comfortable clothes, be it shorts or pants, and then closed-toed shoes so that you can get around the ship. There are some areas they can't go. We're not going to take them all the way down into engineering. We're not going to take them into combat where there's some classified systems. But, you know, the hangar bay, the flight deck, I mean, right away they'll get a sense of how you can load vehicles onto the hangar bay and then drive them up a ramp to the flight deck and then attach them to a helicopter and take them to the beach and those sort of things. You'll get a sense of the way things work on the ship, and they will be doing those sort of things.
Okay. Are people allowed to take pictures while they're there, or are there going to be sensitive areas of the ship that they shouldn't be doing that? Talk to me a little bit about that.
And that's a great question because it just changed. I understand that they're not going to allow people to take their cell phones onto the ship. So I suspect what they're going to be doing is they're going to be collecting cell phones in a pouches, you know, a screen or a like a blanket they'll have set up with individual pockets, and people can leave their cell phones at the quarterdeck because they cannot take them as they are inside the ship itself. In front of the ship, taking pictures in front of the ship and all that, I'm sure will be authorized. But actually going in the ship itself, they'll be collecting their phones and cameras because they're not allowed to take them.
Okay, Rear Admiral Don Quinn, once again our guest on Pep Talk today, talking about the USS Richard M. McCool coming to Pensacola. If you have a question, please text us, 850-437-1620. And on the same topic as the cell phones and the pictures, are they allowed to bring purses, backpacks, things like that?
Yeah, I would say I would minimize that. If they've been to an air show, it's going to be similar rules. I mean, they're going to go through a metal detector when they get down to the pier, and so they'll check car keys and all that other stuff. I mean, you can hang on to that stuff, but I wouldn't bring a large backpack or anything like that. I have not heard any prohibitions on bringing purses and things like that in, but the less they bring, the better, the quicker they'll get through security. So I think most people in Pensacola are familiar with going to the air show. The rules are the same. Okay. In terms of what you can bring. So a small purse or waist pack is probably okay. The 40-pound Shenandoah hiking pack, probably don't want to bring that on the ship.
Okay, sounds good. So once again, Rear Admiral Don Quinn is our guest talking about the USS Richard M. McCool. That is going to be happening September 7th at NES Pensacola. If you just want to catch a glimpse of the ship, please stop out and check it out, because it truly is a special thing that the ship is coming to town for us, and a lot of work's been put into this. Admiral, we have about 90 seconds left. Is there anything that you kind of want to talk about to kind of wrap things up as we're talking about this? And just kind of highlight people that are supporting this.
The sponsors will all be listed. But the most important thing I want to repeat, though, is that if you go on the Pensacola Chamber website right now, you can attend the ceremony. All you need to do is, there's a link right there. Sign in, put your email in there. They'll shoot you a link. You fill out a form, and they'll mail you an invite. And we're going to shut that down, close of business tomorrow, the 29th. So, anybody who wants to come can come. And one of the unique things about this one is we're going to have about 360 NJROTC cadets from four different states attending the ceremony, which is going to be neat having all those kids involved. So we shut down the link for invites tomorrow at the end of the day.
So 5:00?
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So Rear Admiral Don Quinn, once again, we really appreciate your time today and joining us on Pep Talk. Again, the Navy's commissioning the Richard M. McCool. It's an amphibious transport dock, September 7th at NES Pensacola. And once again, if you're going in, it is the Blue Angel gate that you go through to visit the ship. Is that correct?
That is correct, to visit the ship and also to attend the ceremony, unless you have a DOD ID. But go through the West Gate if you do not have a government ID.
Okay, perfect. Once again, thank you so much for joining us today on Pep Talk.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.